Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Madison. My co-host John and I have been podcasting since 2005, and we do tons of bonus shows every week for our main show, Video Game Outsiders. Now, Warcraft Outsiders is one of those shows, so if you want to get these shows earlier, with better sound quality, and without this annoying ad at the front from me, you can check out VideoGameOutsiders.com and go premium for $1.99 a month and get tons of shows from John and me and support us. So let's check this episode out. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Warcraft Outsiders. I, of course, am one of your hosts. Michelle Madison, also known as Shelly.
I'm John. So, we're here. This is Warcraft Outsiders.
It's week four of Shadowlands, John. I hope you're level 60 by now. We're going to find out that and more. We're going to talk about what we've been doing in the game, maybe some news, and also some more listener stuff this week. We've got a couple of questions and comments about PvP, because I brought it up last week. So people are, it's kind of a new thing for a lot of people. Maybe they've been playing the game for 15 years, but they've never done any PvP. And they don't know how to tackle it. So we'll get into that. So I guess I'll start off with what I've kind of been doing. I crafted my first legendary. It's a little frustrating because the one I wanted to craft drops at like a later boss in the raid. And none of my friends that I'm playing with are like really raiding. So I'd have to wait until like Raid Finder Wing pops up or I pug. And like I said, I don't really want to do that. So I just crafted my best PvP legendary, which is something that I like to do anyway. And so it's
now
not helping me.
I thought you were
going to
wait for that. You were saying
no,
you were going to wait? No.
You can wait. I mean, I waited. I didn't craft one week one. I crafted one week two. And if I level up my Ash this week, I can craft a level three.
I see.
So,
it changed your life? It has skulls?
It hasn't changed my life in what I do, which is, mythic dungeons. So it's not really helping me there, because it's basically, it gives my bubble a reflective damage and a little tiny ass heal that doesn't do anything. So in PvP, it's kind of good, but in PvE, it's not so great. But like I said, the one I want to craft is in the raid, and I don't know if I'm going to be getting in there anytime soon. So Castle Nathria, I did jump in the LFR first wing opened up really quickly, but then my mythic team was ready, so I had to leave. But I did get to see inside the raid and look around and see the first boss fight and everything. I mean, it looks like Castlevania or, some kind of vampire castle like you would expect. It looked pretty cool from what I can see so far. And, I am looking forward to just seeing it, even if I am going in just to get my drop later when I can, because I do want to craft that legendary, because it is a little awkward when you do different types of content, especially if you do them as different specs, and especially this expansion. I mean, it's a little bit weird with some of the Soulbinds and the Conduits, and they can swap as you change specs, but think about what covenant you want to join. I joined one that's great for mythic dungeons, but it's not so great for PvP. For PvP, I should have gone, Venthyr, because they have a really cool sort of single target thing for, Dispriest. And it's just like you do this different content, but you can only enjoy part of the expansion, really, because you're only getting to use your best thing for like one thing you have to pick.
Right.
So
are you going to do alts and stuff and put one everywhere? Or
I originally wanted to do that. I wanted to have an alt in every covenant. That was exciting to me, but I honestly don't think I'm going to be doing that. Maybe I'll be able to get my warlock through the other one, through Venthyr, but there's been so much right now. I mean, think about though. This expansion is going to be with us for the next 2 years. At some point, you may get really bored. There may be a bunch of catch-up mechanics. They may be more alt-friendly. That's when, personally, I'll probably be doing that stuff. Right now, I'm busy with my main, It's like I log on. There's something to do every day. There's something to get done every week. And
right.
I just don't think I have the time.
Let me ask you a question, because I actually don't know the answer to this. And maybe I do. Maybe I forgot. But if I do, if we do all the covenants, you get through all that, to level 60 and you do an alt, do you have to do all, you don't have to do that all over again, right? You just pick a covenant or you do?
You can choose to level through the Threads of Fate where you immediately pick your covenant and then level through world quests or dungeons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it that way, but it can be better or worse pending your spec and the group you're with or something like that. So yeah,
right.
We kind of talked about Threads of Fate before. There's no really a right or wrong answer. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I don't know. I might do it probably, but I'm just not there yet. I'm not in the space where I'm ready to go to my alts because there's so much upkeep. This week again, I got to do my Torghast runs. And Torghast has been a big point of contention for a lot of people. Certain classes like rogues or I don't know. I have a friend who's a mage that's having a problem in there. Maybe he's just bad. I don't think so, though, because I'm hearing a lot of bitching about Torghast that it's not fun. It's Islands 2.0. And it was fun in the alpha, which is what sucks. Like, it was like a crazy place.
Do you feel
we
that's true?
Because
obviously I haven't done that yet. Is it good or is it really what people say?
So I consider myself a decent disc priest, okay? I've been playing the class for a while. And I got through Torghast and I was just like, I don't know if like the average player, somebody who's just starting or a new person or someone who's maybe not decent or doesn't, could do this. Like, I got through it and I'm like, that seemed a little hard. I know they're opening up more floors every week and it's like, I got through it, but some of my friends can't because of their class and I know they're good players. So it's like, if you're a good player, you're doing what you're supposed to do and you still are having problems because it's not balanced right, that's a problem because like they keep buffing rogues in there.
Is it
have, like,
a different
no
experience
heal.
Than like a dungeon, Michelle? Like,
yeah, I mean,
like, as far as like mechanics and what's happening in there?
Not really. I mean, you go up floor by floor. There's a boss at the end of the floor. Mm-hmm. You collect this currency. But, you know, you get these powers. It's supposed to be roguelike. Every time you go in, it's random. You get these powers. You start building up different... I thought it was going to be like that. You build up different builds. Oh, I'm going to go like a dot build this time. Or I'm going to go
But you get
haste.
The powers like when you're in Torghast, like in Hades or whatever, right?
Right. As you're collecting and killing things, killing bosses, exploring, you get these powers. Some runs can be bad. Some you can be like super overpowered. But they didn't go crazy enough with it. Like, you don't feel like super free and fun and like overpowered most of the time. Most of the time, it's like, this is taking way too long. Oh my God, I've got to do three more floors and another wing. And it's like, I get it. Once you do all the wings on one, you just go do the final wing or floor on the other. And like, there's two separate wings of Torghast. I don't find a lot of people liking it. I'm hearing a lot of bad feedback about it. And I completely get that. And it's a shame because people who played in alpha and beta were like, yeah, it was actually fun then. We had like this playground to fool around with spells and specs and all these different things. And you just felt like each time you went in was different. And for some reason, they tuned it back. They took away the fun. Why can't we just have like a free playground to just like, I don't know. There's not even anything going on in there. Like, I feel like the whole legendary system should have been connected to that instead of just like, oh, some drop in a raid, some drop in mythics. It just feels like the whole system is all over the place. Like, why are we in this place? Maybe it should have only been cosmetic. It's like basically required if you want to make legendary items, which you will want to do. Because at some point we're going to be able to wear two, like they did in expansions of the past. Or you're going to want one for PvE, one for PvP, one for your shadow spec, you know, one for your holy spec, one for mythic dungeons. Like, you're going to want a couple of legendaries, but I am getting really kind of sick of doing it already. Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
No, but I feel like they might come along and change something because, you know, a lot of people
are bitching. What do you think changed from the alpha to now, like, or the beta? What's different?
They completely changed the tuning of it. Like, they let people, you felt crazy. Like, say a mage could go in and have like 50% haste by the time that it was done.
That's the appeal of some of these rogues, like Hades. Because every now and then in Hades, you would get like the ultimate, you know, weapons or power or ability. And that run was super enjoyable, you know, and it was a roll of the dice, you know, and you were totally OP and you loved it. And then the next time it kind of sucked, but you always wanted to keep trying because you knew there was a chance that you would have that run, you know. And if it's just kind of like meh all the time.
It's a hard thing to do because there are so many different specs and classes, but Blizzard is especially bad at balance, and it takes them forever to balance things. So the problem is, like, you could have somebody, like, say for a tank, it's supposed to be really easy for a tank, but now a tank all of a sudden pairs with their friend who's a healer, and now all of a sudden they have twice the health and the things aren't dying. Or you go in with a group of four friends somebody else plays a druid and it isn't tuned right for the druid, and then it's like, okay, well, we can't get through this because of this. Like, it's just there's so many different factors. Right. And they didn't do a good job like thinking that through. So why didn't they just make it a fun playground where you could just go through, get your stuff, craft? Like, Blizzard is scared to just let people feel overpowered and have fun in something. And I think Torghast would have been that perfect separate little instanced area. It wouldn't have impacted anything. You can only wear one legendary at a time right now anyway. So what does it matter? If you time gated it anyway, right? If you time gated it where it took 2 weeks to build a level 2 anyway, why can't it be fun? Why can't we be overpowered? Why can't it be doable for most people? Because like I said, I'm thinking of like the average player on the forums or something. You know, maybe they're not a raider. They're not doing mythic dungeons. They don't really know what they're doing. They still want to build their legendary and they can't get through it. They can't complete it. Which makes me concerned for you.
I was going to say, so you're telling me that when I go in there, I'm going to have trouble.
I could see you having trouble, yes. And I don't know how it's tuned for Warlocks, but I know people that are good players that were Mythic Raiders that, like, couldn't get through a last boss until they patched it.
A lot of my dungeon experiences are, I usually don't have to worry too much about anything. You know, I just sit in the back and do my thing.
Yeah, you're running heroics or something. No, you go in there alone. Like, you're in control. Like, you have to take care of things, get out of things. Like, you, I mean, it can help you be a better player.
Right.
You know, so I think you might get something out of it. And I mean, you don't have to go
through
the highest
with randoms when I go in there, like a dungeon?
No, you can go in alone, or like we could go in one, but you know, it may be where I can't overcompensate for something you're not doing, like depending on how the balance is, because I killed one boss and he had like 30 stacks of this thing on him because, you know, I don't do a lot of damage, but I was able to survive it because I was just spam healing myself and taking down the dot. And it's like, how would somebody else do this? If you weren't a healer, I don't know. That's why it's like, it's kind of easy for tanks, but other classes who can't heal that well, like rogues, they've had to keep buffing rogues, which is weird because rogues are really good in PvP and PvE, but like in Torghast, they're weak. So I don't know. It's all over the place. There's probably like one dude doing all of the balancing, and like Blizzard just needs to get better at that. Like other companies, when something's wrong, yeah, Steve, the balancer, it's no wonder why a Kaliki quit. But you know, this needs to go to a team of people who this is their job, that, you know, to work on things like this, and they need to react fast, but not overreact, because that's kind of been going on for PvP. Like people are worried, like sub rogues are really strong, and they're like, don't overreact and make them bad, just make other classes better. And they don't like doing that. Instead of buffing other classes, they like bringing down the classes that are good. So I don't know. So yeah, I did that, crafted my first legendary, opened my first great vault. Okay, now you've probably seen photos of this. You can unlock 9 slots of gear. You pick one depending on what you do. I got an offhand. I wasn't that happy with it because I wanted like a staff, so I had to grab some dagger I got in like a mythic plus. But it's fun. I like that we have the choice this time around to choose an item. So the Great Vault is something, like I said, you get to open it once a week. Depending on the content you did, you will have different options of gear. Eye level will be appropriate to the, you know, the eye level of the things you've done. And so that is just a fun little like free gear this week. And also this week, make sure you pick up that quest in Ouroboros to do 4 mythic dungeons. You get a heroic piece of Castle Nathria gear, which is really good. The raid gear is good. So all you have to do is complete 4 mythic dungeons. They could even be mythic 1s or 2s or whatever the hell you're doing. They don't have to be 8s, 9s, 10s, 11s, 12s, whatever. They could be low-level mythics. And if you do 4, you're going to get a heroic piece of Castle Nathria gear. So they do like giving casual players or players that maybe don't have any skill, they like giving people high item level still. Like the Titan Forging is gone, the luck is gone, but they still like letting the average player feel like, wow, I'm a heroic raider. Look at this piece of gear I got. You know, so they're still kind of like, you know, you could do it too. So anybody listening could do this. And I need to do one more mythic. And I don't know, I've been doing mythic dungeons. The highest we've done is a 9 so far. It's just fun. Like, because my group is very not serious, and you know, people don't really know the fights and they're not interrupting. And so it always falls on the healer and sometimes the tank to kind of make up for that. And so it's just a fun thing to do. I don't mind when content's super hard and we die a lot. I kind of like that. I like feeling like, okay, this is not something we can breeze through. I don't mind that in like a dungeon sort of thing. In Torghast, though, I feel like that's the place where it should be super fun, super easy, breeze through it, play around, have a crazy spec. But in mythic dungeons, I kind of like that, you know, you do have to kind of pay attention. It's not like a heroic dungeon, John, where you can just stand in something like, oh, this will one shot you. So that's kind of fun. So I've been doing that. I'm having a good time with the game. My downside would be the Maw and Torghast. I just don't like either of those places. I really just don't. And I've been working for my covenant.
Are you having to go to the Maw a lot?
I have been avoiding the Maw. I only get my 5 souls a week. I sometimes do the weekly there. I am not going to have, like I said, slots on my gear, gems on my gear. So people who do the Maw religiously are going to have like gems on a lot of their pieces. And that could make them very strong. You know, mythic raiders are going to have to do that. But I'm not going to worry about it. It's gross there. I don't like it. Not fun. I'm curious what you're going to think of all this once you get to it. And that is it for me. All right. So what did you do?
Well, Michelle, I was in Ardenweald.
Okay.
And I helped the Winter Queen.
Do you like the Winter Queen?
She's rather tall. Okay. she's fine. You know, she's
seems
doing
like a
what
cold
she
bitch.
Has.
I mean,
well, she's doing what she has to do. Right? So she's very kind of stoic. I don't know if that's the word, but
sure.
Yes, she's making tough decisions, I believe, Michelle.
Okay.
For the greater good. And so I finished that fucking Ardenweald area, and I've never been happier in my life.
Okay.
because now I am finally in Revendreth, and I got to tell you right away, I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's a little whimsical, by the way.
It is.
Like,
it's a, you know, a little Disney vamp. Yeah.
It's a little Halloween. You know, it's kind of a little silly, some of the characters in there and stuff. And, you know, I'm not very far at all. I'm on my way to the castle right now, which, by the way, looks, I can see it in the background. I see,
yeah,
like, these elevators or something and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks fucking badass. Like, so I'm very happy to be there. I also thought to myself, you know what? I really blasted through Ardenweald to the point where I was like, just get me the fuck out of here. And yeah. now that I finally made it to Revendreth, I'm kind of like relaxed about the whole situation. Do you know what I mean?
You should be when leveling, honestly.
Yes. Because like Revendreth is where I wanted to go all along. And of course, it was the last fucking area, right? So I finally made it. I'm like level 58.3 or 4, like halfway through. Mm-hmm. So I'm almost 59. You know, one more session, I'll be 59. Then, you know, so by next show, Michelle.
Yes, by next show, maybe.
I think we can confidently say that I'll be 60.
Yes, but you need to get through the Revendreth campaign before you can actually start doing any of the things, which sucks, and get to your covenant and do all that. So you're definitely joining the Revendreth covenant, right? Now that you've seen the place and maybe like
I haven't gotten my abilities yet, but I'm assuming yes, I will be doing that.
It sucks as a warlock though, because you already have like a teleport. But I don't know. I'm curious what your class spell is. Because we got a question, I guess I'll get to that later when you're done. But so other than just getting to Revendreth, like, have you done anything else? Are you interested in anything else in the game?
No, all I've been doing is questing. Like mm-hmm. seriously, that's like all I've been doing, nonstop, trying to stay on all the main quests and do nothing mm-hmm. else and just keep my nose to the ground and just go, go, go. And like I said, now that I've gotten the Revendreth, I'm like, oh, finally, I'm here. And so that's all I've been doing. I've been thinking about doing that other second dungeon. I decided not to do it because I
your max, because you're going to have goals. Like, you need to get a certain amount of anima every week. My friends call
it anima.
But
the mythic thing you just talked about that's in Ouroboros, mm-hmm. you make me want to do that now. Like,
what's in Ouroboros? What part? Oh, the vault?
You said there was the quest there for the four mythics.
Yeah, that was this week.
Yeah.
You'd have to rush. But you could, if you hit 60 and did all that, you could
pick up
the quest.
Okay, so I have to do 60. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, so you got to do mythic dungeons, and that involves you going into the group finder, which I know
you
experienced last expansion and didn't really like.
Yeah.
You can't just auto queue. There's no auto queue.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
I mean, like I said, if we want to, like, maybe by the time you
get postings or join someone else's posting.
Yeah, exactly. And so, mm-hmm. you know, you get in some group that's terrible or a group that's good but doesn't want you for whatever reason. So,
right.
I mean, maybe we
yourself.
Could get, by the time we get, you get to 60, maybe we could get a little group going and run you through some Mythic 2s or something, you know, like.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Bump down a key or something. I know Krell would probably be willing to help. So, you know, we'll maybe be able to get things like that done for you. But I don't know. I kind of wish they had a queue system for certain things that only involve looking for group, like raided battlegrounds or maybe low-level mythics or something, just to kind mm-hmm. of let people do some harder content. Because heroic is really easy. I mean, it's nice for a new player who's like, hey, I've never healed before. I'm going to be a healer. Or I've never tanked.
Right.
Let me go here.
Which
like,
I've done.
Place.
And
yes. So, like, for me, like, I might, like, I haven't really played Shadow yet, so I might try it. So I might be like, hey, let me pop in a heroic. I'm not going to go try Shadow for the first time in a Mythic 10. You know, so it does have a place, right? Testing out things and, or maybe a player that doesn't have, like, that interest or skill set. So I like heroics, but it's just like, can people also get a harder experience?
I do. See, the heroic dungeons to me have always been like what PvP is to you. Like, it's like, I'm questing, questing. Let's take a break and go do a dungeon. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would do. And I haven't really done that at all this expansion, obviously, because I'm just trying to get through the content. I'm actually just afraid to leave. Like, I'm always thinking, should I go to Orgrimmar and just, like, fool around the auction house for an hour? I'm like, no, keep going, you know?
No, I think, like, the nice thing for you will be, like, once you get through the Revendreth thing and you pick your covenant and they ask you to get some anima, then you just queue the normal dungeons, you queue the heroic dungeons once you get the eye level, and you get to see every single dungeon, and there's no pressure to feel like, I got to get to 60, I got to do this. You just get to enjoy the content, finally.
Yes.
So I think you
and
might start to enjoy the game more.
Off my shoulder. Like,
well, there's many more burdens that will come.
I know, but it is kind of a real shame, though, going through all these different areas, because I know there's this finite story and ending mm-hmm. to all of this. Like, I really am trying to rush through it. Even though I'm way behind you, and John... time frame, I'm rushing through it, you know, like,
right,
it kind of took
away
from
it. You pick where you wanted to go first, Because the stories don't seem to tie together that well, honestly. They all seem very
the stories are kind of a joke, honestly.
Yeah,
it's like you're in this little bubble, and then they say, you need to go tell the other people. I mean, that's like literally the whole thing, right? It's like...
Yeah. Wouldn't it have been cooler, like I said, if the lands were all connected somehow with some sort of in-between world between them? And maybe, you know, like Draka from Maldraxxus takes you to Revendreth. She escorts you there, and she says, I need you to do this at this place. Here's what's going on here. There's no interconnectivity between this. They make this big deal about this narrative thing that connects the zones. I don't see it. I see compartmentalized, a different person worked on each zone and questing thing, and the zones are 100%. Like little snow globe portals that you go to. I don't know. They didn't do a great job with that, but you know what? Everybody loves Shadowlands, so I guess we're wrong.
No, they could have done they could have done a much better job tying it together, like you said. Because I was thinking that today, because it's like I'm like, this is the same fucking thing every time. Go back to Ouroboros and talk to some dude, and then they say, oh, go open the portal to Revendreth, you know?
Yep.
And that's it. Like every single time, it's the same thing. Like the Venthyr should have came there and talked to the Winter Queen and said, we need your assistance.
Exactly.
You know?
They should have had some sort of exchange that I never saw. 100%.
Right.
All right. So let's move on to our listener questions first. Okay. This one is from Linus. He said, hello, Michelle and John. I'm a listener from Sweden. I just love your voices and I find the Warcraft Outsiders enjoyable. I will listen to your other podcast. I love that you guys aren't careful about your sentences. So much fucking shit. I laugh my ass off all the time. I hear that Michelle likes PvP and I love PvP. I started playing at the end of Classic and I love the Arena and TBC. So did I. That's when I did my best. I was a Warlock and I was actually decently rated. He says, I stopped playing in Mists of Pandaria and I tried coming back in BFA, but that shit was not my cup of tea. Now, like everybody else, I'm giving it a shot. I like it so far, but I'm just in it for the PvP. I would love if you guys could talk a little more about the PvP in your episodes. Stuff like if you need to do raids because of gear drops or whatever. Otherwise, I love your show. I'm 100% sure. I will love everything you do. Much love from Sweden, Linus. Okay, so interesting question because a lot of people are returning to PvP because of the fact that the vendors are back. And, you know, I think this time around, you don't necessarily have to do a lot of PvE content to be competitive in PvP. You maybe still have to do Torghast. You still have to do the Maw if you want to put sockets on. Like, you still have to do a lot of that, like, grindy, like, world quest type stuff because you do have to level up through your Covenant. You have to be able to unlock your soul binds and your conduits. So it's not like my ideal, which would be like if you're a PvPer, all you have to do is PvP to be ready for PvP. That's what I like. That's what I think it needs. It needs a separate sort of gearing system, a separate sort of system in general. But the nice thing is you don't feel like you have to be a mythic raider. Now, the thing is, in the past, there were some very, very overpowered PvE trinkets where, like, even when you could just use PvP gear, you still want, I have to go to that raid. I need that trinket because that trinket absorbs 50% health. They've sort of tried to back away from that because what they're doing now is there is a double trinket PvP buff. So basically, if you're wearing two PvP trinkets, you get 40% more versatility or something. So versatility is hugely important. It's going to make you take less damage and also do more damage and healing, I think, pending your class and spec, but it's important for PvP because of the taking the less damage thing. And when you wear that double trinket, you're getting to take less damage. Now, that may not apply for all classes.
Now, where do you get said trinket?
You can buy them from an honor vendor or the conquest vendor, and then you level them up with your rank through honor or just through honor if you're unranked. And the thing is, like, you know, that's going to apply for a lot of people, like healers. Like for me, I need to take less damage right now, so I love the double trinket thing. But let's say you're a rogue and you have a lot of ways to reset and you're invisible and you know what? You're going to die anyway because you can keep resetting. So you don't care about that. You want some overpowered damage trinket. You're a glass cannon or something, or you're a mage. You know, for certain classes and specs, you may not do that double PvP trinket thing. You may want to get some, you know, because I'm sure there are, especially like I've seen some healing trinkets that I'm like, wow, that's crazy. There's one healing trinket that like heals people for like 80% of their health. It's like a lay on hands or basically like a cheat death. So, you know, there are really overpowered heroic Castle Nathria trinkets that I still feel like, you know what, I'm wondering how those are going to play out in PvP, but they're probably going to nerf them in PvP. So what they do is they make them act differently in PvP than they do in PvE. But as for now, it's like we're in a better place because of that double trinket thing, and you're going to want to start off like that. So if you're starting to PvP, the best thing you can do is just get normal battlegrounds, pick up all the PvP quests, do them every day, you know, get your honor gear, start leveling it up. But conquest gear is pretty decent. It starts off at eye level 200 unranked, and like I said, I just did some YOLO RBGs yesterday. I won one game and I got 1,000 anima. I got, you know, a bunch of conquest. I actually picked up a pair of pants. So it's like you can just go to that group finder and just get in a, just search for YOLO RBG. And, you know, you're going to get some bad groups, even groups that lie. Because I was in one that's like 2K rating only. So I applied and like I noticed the guy didn't ask for my achievement. And I'm like, OK, this is going to be a shit group. Like, make sure you're in a group if you're a decent player that does check for achievements. I know it's annoying, but even if it's a no voice group, because I prefer no voice groups with decent people. I don't want to like join a voice chat and be super, you know, serious about it. But you can find like a group now for RBGs. In the past, it was dead, like last expansion. So now just go to that group finder, search for RBGs. It's like a really fast way to get conquest and honor and even like anima because there's quests for it. So that's what I recommend you do, which you're probably our line is. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you need to do much PvE. Unfortunately, you do need to do the daily upkeep, which sucks.
Which is what? Just doing it?
Torghast, the Maw, leveling through your covenant, getting your anima, stuff like that. But it's better than it was. You don't have to go in a raid, but you might be missing out on some really overpowered trinkets, for sure. Like, but your PvE gear itself, and if you can rank up, you know, in arena or in rated RBGs, if you can get your rank up, you can rank up your gear now with honor, so you don't have to keep replacing it. You get to pick the piece you want, and then you just rank it up, so... I don't know. I can't get any of my friends to like go in arena anymore, but I don't care. Even if I'm doing it casually, I just still love PvPing. I think it's a fun part of the game that everybody should try because it is, you know, a different game, right? It's like hopping in a Call of Duty match, like you said, John. It's something different. Yeah. It's just like, I just play a couple of matches and I have a good time. And I don't mind, like, so as a healer right now, you know, you get targeted always, but right now it's especially hard because people are doing really high damage. We don't have high health pools yet. So like, you know, 10 people will just turn on you and go on a healer. Like, it's hard to be a healer. You don't get peels. And you sometimes just fall over, but I love being like really tanky. And so I'm like, my goal right now is to like get all this versatility gear. So I don't know. I just kind of like being annoying and unkillable. Also, something from Kay from Brooklyn. How important of a decision is the covenant truly? Well,
is this like life choice?
It's like life choice in cyberpunk.
Yeah. Is it more
I'd say it's more important than that. Yes.
Okay.
It's important. Depending on what you do, okay, it's probably really important if you're a mythic raider, not important if you're not. If you're, even if you're doing like higher end content, you can still get by with any covenant. It's important because you have to like the zone you're going to be spending the most time in, the transmog you're unlocking, the quest you're mostly doing. I mean, if you hate something just because you like the spell, I don't think it's worth it.
Really?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm trying to think, like, so
are there stats right now as far as which covenants are the
most
popular? Yeah,
there are. I think it's basically what WoW had suggested. People are just going with their best
Bastion?
Covenant. No, Bastion's like second or third, I think. I think Revendreth and Nightfae. No, at least is Maldraxxus, maybe. But like for me personally, like, you know, like I would love, like I said, for PvP or for raiding, I would love that Revendreth Venthyr one, that skill. But I needed to unlock the wings in Kyrian, so I knew I was going there anyway. And I just kind of lucked out with the mythic thing. But I think this does suck. Like, you know, Ian just did an interview. MMO Champion had some stuff. He was with Sloot or something. And he said, covenants aren't perfect. We didn't expect them to be. Changing them isn't a big undertaking. No regrets so far. We're keeping an eye on conduits. So, you know, at some point, this whole pull the ripcord hashtag may happen. They may say, you know, at a patch point, join any covenant you want, get any skill you want. That could happen once Renown 40 hits. They may say you've hit Renown 40, and with that, you've unlocked the ability to use all the skills for all the covenants. I would love something like that. This is what I'm talking about with the freedom.
Not at the same time, though.
Not at the same time, no, but
right.
You know what?
Okay.
Maybe I want to use this one for PvP, or maybe on Shadow, I like that one, but I'm, you know, I feel for the classes, especially druids that have four different specs, you know? So I'm a tank druid in raids, but in dungeons I heal, and it's like completely, totally different covenants for what's the best thing for me, but I really love the aesthetic of Maldraxxus, and I can't go there, I really want those bone wings. It's like, people are having to make these choices, and yes, choices are good, but, you know, this is still an MMO. You can't really make these choices that new to your character. You know, like I said, they haven't given us any new spells in many expansions. We finally get to a point where they're giving us new things, so we can only play around with like a quarter of them. So I don't feel like that's good, but I have a feeling it's going to change. Like, it's just, so right now it's important, Kay. I don't know if it'll always be as important because I feel like they're going to like loosen the noose. All right. So you wanted to talk about Wintervale, John.
Yeah, I like stuff like this.
You like holidays. I know. I don't know why. One time to get a mount, I had to do every holiday, and I skipped holiday, so it took me 2 years to do it, and I unlocked some ugly purple Drake that I don't use. It was I hated it. I was like, one day I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Why am I doing this?
Right.
So yeah, I have a bitter taste with holidays.
I know, but I mean, this was my initial appeal, you know, back when with WoW and even Animal Crossing when these games were contextual with the calendar and all that, you know. So yeah, they're doing the holiday, the Feast of Wintervale. The fine folks of Smoky Wood Pastures aren't letting a little thing like a shattered sky and ominous portents get in the way of spreading holiday cheer. So right now, if in Orgrimmar and Ironforge, you can get the initial holiday quests. Have you gotten these? Like, see, this is like...
No.
Like, because this starts today, by the way. So like...
This is for a different type of player. There's like two types of players now, I feel like.
Right.
In the past, you could do it all at once. Now you can't.
Yeah.
I have no time for your holiday apparel, okay? I have no
time
for
Wintervale
cookies.
You don't
want to
take a magical sleigh ride with your friends over Orgrimmar?
No. I remember the excitement when I was Alliance, because I was in Ironforge at the time, and opening every present under Great Father Winter's tree. Like, oh my God, what's going to be in this one? Now I know it's another stupid Thrash and Crash and Racer, and I'll get another achievement, and it's shit, and I'm going to make Wintervale cookies, and, you know, there's nothing going on. They don't change them every year.
Well,
there should be a big snowman who comes out we kill.
But is this magical? It says this magical sleigh ride is new. Is that?
Oh, boy. Magical sleigh ride.
We could get in there and take a selfie.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Who are they designing this game for? 12-year-old teens? Girls? I don't get this.
For Animal Crossing players.
Yeah, exactly. No WoW... Okay, I shouldn't say no, but the average WoW player doesn't care about taking a sleigh ride and taking a selfie. Give us something cool. Make a big fucking snowman come out that we kill who drops, like, loot. I don't know. Keep it simple.
That'd be badass.
Yeah, like you have to kill
him.
Yeah,
like
a big
Stay Puft
Marshmallow
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Exactly. You have to find him. He just walks around the whole... All he does is walk around like Azeroth, and you don't know where he is at any given time, and people are calling out,
now
oh my God,
talking.
Snowman. Exactly. Put a little mystery in the game. Some massive fucking marshmallow snowman that we melt with fucking flamethrowers. Nah, I'd rather use my spells. But... Yeah, I don't
know.
Now,
listen to this, though.
Maybe people like it.
You can go talk to Great Feather Pepe.
No, this is so stupid.
Now, hang on. Hear me out. You can get a tiny winter hat.
I don't care. So, yeah, I'm sorry to insult the people who enjoy this sort of stuff, like pet battles and, like, getting hats for your pets. Like I said, WoW is everything. It's everything for everybody. There are a certain section of people that only do stuff like this. They play alts, they level them, they collect pets, they collect mounts, they put hats on their pets. They've never stepped foot in a dungeon. They've never stepped foot in a raid. They've never PvP'd. They never will do Torghast. And they still love the game. I mean, we should, like, that's not the wrong way to play. Like, it's a World of Warcraft, right? Like, you can play it that way. But for me, I don't want to put a hat on a bird. I want to level my character. I want to get a hat for me, you know? I don't care about, like, the pets, but...
Now, you can step into one of the giant snow globes found outside
Bank. You mean the new zones? The new zones look like fucking snow globes. Oh, what happens in the snow globes?
I don't know. It just says to be sure to step inside one.
Oh, I think that makes snow come down on you. I think they've had those for a while.
Oh, it does?
Maybe. I could be wrong. Oh, you may experience some shrinkage with use. And please dance responsibly. Side effects include joy and laughter. Oh, God. Who wrote this? I want them to... never mind.
There are plenty of holiday hats to be found on a variety of bosses.
One comment on the forums. Does the illusion only drop for level 60s now? Yeah, one comment.
There are plenty of hats to be found, Michelle. This is a joyous time of the year.
Really? You want to give me some joy? Tell me I don't have to go in Torghast for a week. That's some joy. I'll take that. I don't want to get a hat for Pepe.
And so on December... So this is continuing. This is going from December 16th through January 2nd. And on the 25th, you'll get a present from Great Father Winter.
Sometimes I wish the game were a little more adult.
Will that be mailed to you?
I don't know. Great Father Winter. Usually you go under his tree. Not in a dirty way, but just... You just go under the tree and click presents. Haven't you ever done that?
I'm sure I have. It doesn't sound familiar, to be honest.
It would be more fun if you could get in a sleigh, like one player every right. hour gets to go in the sleigh and drop down gifts to players under them. And it could be like cool loot or cash. You just get to go out and throw shit right. down. So you tell or all your friends, like, hey, I'm going to be dropping it in Alteric Valley. Yeah, like, you know, I don't want to take a selfie in the sleigh. Let me like be like a... Wow, God, let me be like a game master.
Well, they already have that interface. The wood will come up with the big buttons. Exactly. And
they don't want to have any fun, you know? Like I said, I wish Epic Games was making Warcraft sometimes because, or they, you know, we want some huge fun event. Like you, I'm not saying the holidays are bad. I just, the way they tackle them still feels so.
Right. Well, the way like Fortnite would do it or even Call of Duty, like, you know, during that event, you would get some unique skin or, mm-hmm. or outfit or whatever. And, you only get it that day, and then like 2 years later, you pull it out, and everyone's like, "Where the fuck did you get that?" You know, like
yeah, they used to do more like things that. Like that. No, now they make things like reoccurring in a way.
Right.
What else has been going on? I think really all about Castle Nathria. Looking at DPS rankings, looking at world first race. A lot of world first races are going on. Yeah, next week is when we might see some balancing with those, like I said, with those legendaries or other certain things. They're still balancing PvP. Speaking of that, I wanted to mention quickly, you know, there was some talk in Discord about it, and Pro was talking about, like, how his arena frames were going away, and I said, try some add-ons, try Gladius. I like Gladius if you're going to go in arena. They replace the Blizzard UI, and they give you, like, other clickable bars and or targetable things. So, yeah, Gladius, that's something you can try. Just seeing what else is being talked about in our Warcraft Discord, which is only like three people that play WoW in our general Discord here. Yeah, not much this week, just world first race, which I'm sure you don't care about.
No, I'm reading there was a hot fix yesterday, some nerfs and stuff.
Yeah, sub rogues were a little out of control, demon hunters, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with a little balancing. It definitely needs to happen, but they need to be quick about it, which is good. You can't, like, leave people broken for, like, 6 months, which they usually do. But they're being more responsive this time, so we'll see how it plays out. But I think that is it this week. Hopefully by the next time we speak, John will be 60. He will have done Torghast and been crying, and I don't know. Are you going to – this is what I was going to ask you. Are you going to get a new transmog at 60? Like, with all the new options that open up to you, all the new, like, Shadowlands gear, are you happy with kind of how you look?
I'm kind of okay with how I look.
Okay.
But I'm completely open to being more badass. Not that I am really badass, but mm-hmm. At least everything I have is, I have, like, the whole set. It all matches, finally. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big mishmash of stuff. But, no, I would like to look a little cooler. So can
the
I be more like
vampire? Make a set
vampire-ish?
That looks like it matches but doesn't. Don't wear a full set. Like, if you watch Asmongold's, right. like, transmog competition that I like, he hates when people come in with a full set. He's like, this is a full set or get the fuck out. So it's like you want to make it look like it's a set. But it's not, right? So that's what I've tried to do.
Well, initially, that is what happened because I didn't have the full set, right? So I would find things that looked kind of the same.
Yes.
But then eventually, or last couple of weeks or a few weeks ago, I'm like, fuck it. I want the whole set.
Yeah. That's what I do at my Warlock. I have like an old PvP set that I wear because I just love how it looks together. But it is fun to sort of create your own thing. But we'll see. We will find out more about John's journey to level 60.
I like glowing things. I like skulls.
Yeah.
Glowing spikes.
Skulls. Yep.
The
There's
more
a lot
glowy,
of cool
transmog things,
sets you can buy with like honor vendor tokens too. Like these tokens that drop in PvP, and you can go buy these old like PvP sets that I thought were cool, like spiky warlock shoulders with skulls on them and things that I remember I had back in BC, and I still love that set, so I kind of wear it on my warlock. But anyway, that is it. We will talk to you guys very soon. If you want to find us during the week, head to videogameoutsiders.com. You can find us on Twitter at Close to Michelle, at BlackDuck7, at VGO Podcast, and I think that was it.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you later. Bye.